Let's talk a little Qualcomm here. You remember back in 2017, the FTC sued Qualcomm, alleging that the company used anti-competitive tactics to maintain its monopoly for chips used in phones and other consumer products. The federal district court agreed, but the Ninth Circuit reversed. Now we've got some big heavyweight auto companies weighing in here, Honda and Ford, asking the FTC to seek a rehearing on that case. To give us some color on that, Victoria Graham, Bloomberg Law antitrust reporter, joins us. Victoria, thanks so much for joining us here. This is just a huge case in the world of chips, because these chips, these Qualcomm chips, they're just in almost every aspect of our daily life. What are the big automakers suggesting here today?
Yeah, so for the automakers, this is a big deal. Yesterday, several of them penned a letter to the Federal Trade Commission and the five commissioners there, including Honda and Ford, and even Tesla signed on later on yesterday, urging the Federal Trade Commission to try to appeal the case after the Ninth Circuit reversed the district court's opinion. They're requesting that the Federal Trade shoot for an en banc hearing, which is when the entire Ninth Circuit, all the judges, would hear this case again. It's a long shot, given that this case is pretty controversial, even within the Federal Trade Commission and the broader federal government landscape. So, but for the automakers, this really has to do with their future profits and future litigation, especially when they're dealing with connected cars. Honda and Ford are always trying to add these types of technologies that Qualcomm owns into their cars. So it's an integral part of their business model.
It's interesting, you know, Victoria, the last time I was at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, it was effectively an auto show with some tech people around it. It's amazing how technology has come into the cars here. Do you think that Honda and Ford here and the other automakers will have some sway with the FTC?
It's possible. I mean, what's very interesting about the automakers getting involved is that, you know, them having to deal with companies like Qualcomm and companies that own these patents that connect, you know, phones to the internet, I mean, the cars to the internet and also the phones, it's a new phenomenon for them. You typically saw Qualcomm be engaged in litigation with Apple and other phone makers, but as cars get more and more into this landscape of having connectivity, they're having to be heavyweights in this arena as well and having to deal with litigation. So, it's just another business model that's having contention with Qualcomm. So it could have sway with them. And, you know, Apple was a part of the Qualcomm litigation at one point in time. So we'll see what the FTC decides.
Vicky, I want to go back. You know, your wonderful work with Bloomberg Law, but also your work with John Heilman a million years ago, where you were a total political junkie as well. How does antitrust change with President Trump or President Biden?
That's a great question, and we'll have to see. But under the Trump administration, especially with this Qualcomm case, we've seen, I mean, the Qualcomm case was brought at the very end of the Obama days. It was already a split 2-1 vote within the Federal Trade Commission. But under the Trump administration, we've really seen this push, especially with the Department of Justice, where a lot of people, a lot of government actors are saying that we need to protect patent holders. We need to make sure they have the incentive to innovate. And so at one point, the Justice Department came out against the Federal Trade Commission in their Qualcomm litigation. So we see a pretty much, you know, in this case, a hands-off approach where we don't want antitrust to be in these types of disputes. It's more of a contract dispute. Whereas, you know, with the Biden administration, a lot of critics and observers are saying that we'll see more of a perhaps look into how all these types of litigation, you know, impacts the ultimate consumer, how it raises prices. And for the ultimate side, we want to look at those kind of disperse and see it as a contract dispute. Let's not bring antitrust into the arena here.
So, Victoria, is there any sense of timing here? To be honest with you, I just kind of get lost in this Qualcomm case. I know it's so important to the stock and to the story here, but we're back and forth on appeals. Where are we and kind of what's the timing here?
So the timing, the first potential movement in this case we could see is that September 25th. That's when the Federal Trade Commission would have to give notice if it wants an en banc rehearing, or potentially have the three judges who initially heard this case rehear it again. And then the next shot, if the FTC decides not to take that avenue, is they could go all the way to the Supreme Court. So on November 9th, the Federal Trade Commission would have to give notice if they want the Supreme Court to hear the case. But this all comes down to how the FTC votes. I mean, we have five commissioners right now. It's a it's the heavy Republican majority, 3-2. So it really comes down to the chairman, Chairman Simons, who's a Republican, and he had been recused from the case for since his time joining the Federal Trade Commission, but that recusal just ended a few months ago. So he really is the deciding vote, because without him, it was split 2-2. Along party lines.
Vicki Graham, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated with Bloomberg Law on Qualcomm and the changing tone of antitrust out past the first Tuesday of November.